Keep the frequency clear.
But guess what? You don't get to tell me when I can stop speaking. Well,
tune in to Queering the Air.
Report on trans and intersex issues with accuracy, dignity, and respect.
Yes, ma'am.
Change the narrative rather than combat the narrative.
Yes, queen.
I know who I am. It took me 20 years to get here. I'm not going to let some idiot senator destroy that.
3CR Community Radio.
Our stories are best told when we are the ones telling them. It helps combat the perpetuation of stereotypes, misinformation, and lies.
The TGDNB culture is valid, critical, vital, and vibrant.
I discovered in the face of overwhelming prejudice and persecution an incredible strength through being fiercely fabulous.
Welcome to Queering the Air, Sundays from 3 to 4 on 3CR. 3CR is proud to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, traditional owners of the land from which we transmit people-powered radio. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
Hello, this is Madison Moffat from Queering the Air. This episode of Queering the Air formed part of the 2026 3CR Radiothon. A reality of our modern broadcasting world is that the vast majority of Queering the Air listeners are very likely to be listening to Queering the Air via podcast. As such, I would like to ask our Queering the Air podcast listeners to please donate to 3CR as part of our Radiothon via the 3CR Queering the Air crowd-raising webpage. That page can be found at givenow.com.au/CR/Queering the Air.
Yes, welcome on, welcome all. It is Radiothon.
Hey there. It's Radiothon. 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 Radiothon.
Yeah, so every day for the last 50 years, 3CR's had real people, including real queer people. Yes, even real queer people behind the microphone, making a very direct, but not me, I'm quite vague really, and I don't really have opinions, and personal connection with each and every 3CR listener. So ensure that 3CR stays on the air for another 50 years and donate today. That sounds like an idea. What do you reckon? Hey? Hey? What do we reckon? There's some thumbs up in the studio too as they're supporting me, but I'm not hearing any of my listeners. Oh, that's right, because they're not in the studio with me. Yes, and I shall be back after these messages.
3CR, your station, your voice.
Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan.
Welcome to Rainbows Don't Fade with Age on Radio 3CR.
Welcome to Trans Creator Radio.
Where history's queer futures is an audio journey into the
Trans Day of Audibility, a day for us to be heard and not seen.
3CR, your station, your voice.
Yeah, and by donating, you're investing in the future of 3CR, and 3CR's volunteers give thousands of hours per year to bring you the very best authentic programming, or in my case, inauthentic program, which just ham the whole way. show them that you care by donating. Them, hang on, show them you care about donating. See what I did there? Yeah. Anyway, so one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to play a few examples of what Queering the Air does. You know, as in why on earth would you donate at all and pledge your donation to Queering the Air as a show specifically? Well, I'm going to give you some reasons. So here we go. Firstly, with some examples of What We Do. So this is one of the things that you rarely, rarely hear is the voices of incarcerated trans people. And one reason being is because trans people very rarely get a voice, or they have a voice, but they very rarely get a platform. But also, secondly, there's even laws around how prisons are administered, which prevent people who are currently in incarceration from saying anything other than nice things about their incarcerators. And so, you know, it can be quite difficult. But, you know, for people with a platform to give that platform to incarcerated trans people. But we are fortunate to have a friend, and that friend is called Stacey, and Stacey comes onto our program quite a lot to give us the real deal. And here's a snippet of Stacey talking on Queer in the Air late last year around their experiences in terms of being queer and being heard within the incarceration and probation system.
With About Time, the newspaper. Right. For me, it's quite widely read by the people who are in custody. So I want them to see that their voices are actually being heard.
Yes.
And a lot of the time I'd gotten mail back from people saying that what I'd written resonated with them so much. They were actually going to show their families because they couldn't find the words themselves.
Mm.
They couldn't articulate how they felt.
Right.
But reading my writing, it resonated, and so they could actually just show their families and say, like, read this and you'll get a better understanding of what it is I'm enduring, and that's why maybe I'll sit in a visit when you come and I'll be quiet and I can't cope or something like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the most important things too with my writing is that people know they're not alone as well.
Yes.
So they will read. Sorry, they can't hear my writing.
No.
But they will read my
Unless
writing.
It's read.
Oh, well, yeah. They will read the writing and they'll go, oh my God, other people feel the same way.
You could be a dapper, or be a chief. Yeah, you could be a dapper, you could be a chief, you could donate to 3CR's Radiothon. And you could specifically state that that donation is by virtue of loving the Queering the Air show. Yes, so, and if you were to do that, we'll have a raffle, and the winner gets to spend an hour with me and the loser gets to spend the whole day. How about that? Yes. Okay, so next off, we're going to listen to a bit of a conversation, a bit of a convo that happened between various presenters when we were lucky to have numerous presenters from Queering the Air all in the place at once. It was, you know, a bit unusual. Sometimes it's just me in the studio, little old me. At other times, I'm sharing the spotlight with my lovely co-broadcasters, co-presenters. On this particular occasion, it was myself, it was Ray, it was Oscar, and it was Maria. And it was a really, really lovely program. I don't think I'll ever forget that one. And at one stage, we started talking about Bi Erasure. And so here goes. Let's listen to that. Well, you know, I've been in hospital.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So if Madison feels it seems a little bit, you know, off, don't ring up 3CR and let them know. They're already aware. You know, I'm just going a bit fuzzy in the head. You know, so if anybody, you know, notices any strange behaviour on my part, just relax because I'm okay.
How strange is strange, though? Oh dear.
That's normal. That's regular
behaviour. I did this on Trans Creator Radio. Right?
Yeah.
And then Meg, the station manager, she explained to me that she wasn't concerned because she heard, because, you know, they have speakers, listeners, dear listeners, they have speakers around the place so you can hear what's going on. And apparently she just looked up the speaker and she thought to herself, oh, chicken noises. Well, it's not the first time.
Yeah.
That sort of ruined the joke, really.
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, it's been a bit of a trip.
Yeah,
so,
it always is.
You know, I've just, it's really, really hard to keep a handle and a gauge on the extent to which even stuff like microaggressions and some of the, you know, some of the setbacks, some minor, some less so, you know, that you can face just by being queer. And to a certain extent, it can just snowball on you and, you know...
Can I tell a really awful story?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Please.
Like, please, I know that you, we were both...
Both just had that little...
We'll do a little jingle first. Jingle first. Dun, dun, dun. Maria's awful story.
Medical edition.
Medical edition.
No. Into it.
When I first, was talking about, being sexually active with my doctor...
It's awful already.
Ugh. No, thank you. It disturbs me too. My doctor was basically saying to me to stay away from anyone that was bisexual.
Oh.
Ooh.
Because of,
Who did?
My doctor.
Yeah. Oh, so not... Oh, okay.
Saying explicitly because they're, they all have diseases and things like that. It's real awful.
Yeah.
You can't trust them, basically.
I've actually experienced bi erasure myself in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I called myself gay, and these two girls go, but you're not gay because you're not a lesbian. And I was like, what do you mean? I am gay. And they were like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah.
But you're not a lesbian, Ray. So.
I'm not a lesbian. It's only for the homosexuals, and I'm clearly not a homosexual.
Oh, clearly.
Mm. Clearly.
Mm. Well, my father actually, it wasn't a doctor in my case, my father actually sat me down at some workers' club. I think it was Walls End Workers' Club, you know. So,
I do know
the one. Yeah, in Newcastle, yeah. So, yep. You know how they had the big food court there? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I used to go there every Friday. Every Friday at the food court.
Was it cheap?
Oh, yeah, that's but it was actually all right. It was decent counter pub meal sort of stuff.
I know this
stuff.
Is dumb, but I found $15 steak.
What? Whoa.
Currently in Sydney. Yeah, and then people in Sydney had the audacity to tell me that Melbourne was cheaper. I'm like, I've never had a $15 steak in my life and I have it in the CBD. Like, what?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
All right, sorry.
That's enough about steak.
It was a mistake.
Tell us more about the Wall's End.
Yeah.
Food court. Please tell us about Wall's End.
Yes, please, So I was tucking into my palmy, probably, and my father just all of a sudden starts talking to me about, he said, how he introduced the topic, I cannot fathom. But it's gay people, he supposes, couldn't really, help being what they are. But bi people, they're just disgusting. They're just being kinky. And it's like, why are we having this discussion?
Over your palmy. Goodness gracious, is it a palmy or a palmer?
Let's not get into that.
It was a palmy, I think, at that point.
Okay, yeah. Carry on.
Yeah.
And, if you called it a palmer, there'd be a fight.
I'm Simona Castricum, and you're listening to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM.
Ah, yes. The wonderful, the sonically mystical Simona Castricum. Yes, so... 3CR is one of the most important independent media institutions in the country. It's not just my opinion. It happens to also be the oldest community radio station in Melbourne. Now, imagine this city without 3CR. Beige and boring. So your support's what has kept us on the air since 1976. And it's been kept alive by 50 years of listener support. So join the legacy. Other people are. And I can happily report that Rosie from Fairfield has donated $20 and dedicated that to Queering the Air. Thank you very, very much, Rosie. Now, what can we say to Rosie? A one, a two, a three? That's right. Rosie gets the 3CR Radiothon cha-ching. Yeah, you can record that later, Rosie, and play it back to people to brag. There you go. So, now what we also have a few tracks that I've chosen Most of them are queer. Some of them not. Some of them were just songs that helped a little teenage queer get by in the world. But I actually chose Dizzy Rascal's What You On, which I just played, thinking that that was one of the exceptions to the queer code rule of queering the air. But I've actually been told that he had expressed a few years back that he was bisexual. So there you go. Somebody who is queer AF, let us be absolutely certain on that, is Big Freedia. And also who is queer is RuPaul. And RuPaul and Big Freedia did a track a couple of years ago called Freaky Money. So that's well and truly on the bill. Here it is, Freaky Money, featuring Big Freedia and with our one and only RuPaul. Yes, money, 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 money. Now, you know, I normally hate money in the money system. I am there because I am radical, as Rick Mayall would have said back in the 80s. However, I'd have to say that money does unfortunately make this particular neoliberal world go round. And if you don't have it, you would very quickly put to a stop. And so therefore, we are really grateful to Remy and their donation of $10. Thank you, Remy. We have also had a donation from Nat Grant of $50. Nat Grant from Fitzroy. Thank you very much, Nat. Now, every day in the last 50 years, 3CR's had real people behind the microphone, and we've been keeping 3CR operating as a genuinely independent and non-commercial broadcaster, and it depends on you for that very reason. For that very reason, your donation matters. So please do your part and help us celebrate 50 years and keep us broadcasting into the future.
Do I know you? Are you part of my network? Or perhaps one of my subordinates? Let me introduce myself. I'm Steve Sellout, quasi-professional gay corporate hack for hire. I might be queer, but my integrity still comes with its own barcode. After all, there are some queer issues, like trans liberation, that my corporate mates and I believe are hills not worth dying on. Anyway, when I'm not... hang on, excuse me for a minute. There. Now, as I was about to say, when I'm not throwing trans people under a bus, I like to listen to the radio. But not that horrible show Queer in the Air. That's for, you know, the element of our community that is likely to scare off our donor base, you know. Those queers, with blue hair, etc, etc. I mean, sheesh, get a job. Sorry, hang on. Right. So, if you're like me, and want to prevent the police from being criticised, and hope for every LGB event to be economically optimised, then definitely do not donate to 3CR's Radiothon, and particularly don't specify that any donation is in support of Queering the Air. That lot are crazy. Anyway, here comes another bus. See you at the next big queer conference, where I hope to be the headline speaker.
Trans Family is a not-for-profit organization providing a peer support group for loved ones, including parents, siblings, extended family, and friends of a trans and gender diverse person. Trans Family runs discussion groups in person and online. We offer a safe space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your situation, and provide peer support. We are especially keen to hear from loved ones in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to Trans Family are tax deductible. For more information, visit transfamily.org.au or look for us on Facebook. Trans Family is a 3CR supporter.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same.
I'm sick of the little boxes. Aren't you too? Do you want to live in nourishing green neighborhoods where we share and care for one another and our precious planet? Are you sick of greedy people gatekeeping better futures from the rest of us? Then listen to Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence every fortnight on a Friday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 3CR with myself, Amy, and the wonderful people taking back their cities.
And they all look just the same.
Wondering how to pay your donation to 3CR Radiothon? It's easy. You can pay online at 3cr.org.au or call us any weekday with your credit card details on 03 9419 8377. You can also come into the station at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy during office hours and pay by cash or card. Or simply post your cheque or money order to PO Box 1277 Collingwood 3066. And be sure to tell us which program you'd like your donation to go to.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Yeah, so as you can see, there are plenty of opportunities. So you'll see what I've did there in a second. Opportunities to donate. So let's ensure that 3CR makes lots of money. Yes, let us make lots of money for 3CR. And I can assure everyone here, it's the listeners that have the brains. We want to thank Brendan Bonsack, who has donated $50 to and dedicated to Queering the Air. Yes, yes. Yes, that's very, very generous. Thank you, Brendan. I'd also like to thank Christine and Lydon for donating $20 to Queering the Air and 3CR. That's very, very generous. Cozy living is killing us all. So I happen to know that family, and yet we all struggle. They're no exception. So thank you very much for that. Okay, so 3CR is a not-for-profit organisation, and our voice is independent, and we resist the influence of government, and we resist corporate agendas, which also means, you know, resisting, unfortunately. It means not taking too much of their hard, cold cash either, because that compromises you. So at least that's why you know when you listen to 3CR that you're not listening to voices that have been taken over by vested interests, other than those interests that are radical. So our expenses keep rising, however, hence my reference to cozy living. We do need your donations to keep up. So any donation at all will be readily accepted. Every single dollar helps. A donation of $2 and up is tax deductible, which means you're giving the money to 3CR rather than giving the money to the government. Now we will see the donations pour in, surely, because who wants to give money to this government? Greatly disappointing. Anyway, we're also now going to hear from DJ T-Boy. He seems to have something to say around what we should do on this fine Radiothon day.
Hey there. You're listening to Radiothon. 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 I'm just kidding ya. I'm not a record, I'm a real T-boy. and you're listening to Radiothon on 3CR 855 AM, hot on your radio dial, baby. And you should donate, man. It's wild. You can do it online. You can do it on the phone. You can even send a check, man. When's the last time you saw a check? You don't have to do it, man. Don't stress. Don't stress about it. Hey, it's just a suggestion, okay? It's just a suggestion. It's okay. It's all good.
Ah, yes, DJ T-Boy. Although he got a bit wobbly there at the end, didn't he? He tends to get a little passive-aggressive at the end. I'm not sure what that's all about. Yes, and of course that was a sample from the lovely song by Bread, If. You know, just in case you hadn't had your dietary supplement of hippie today. Okay, so we are going to now listen to something rather special. I believe it's special anyway. But of course it is for you listeners to determine what is special. And indeed, 3CR is unique, but more importantly, so are you. And it's our listeners and our community that makes us what we are. But we created 3CR to fight against the commercial homogenization of the radio waves 50 years ago. We held a meeting and everything. And we together share values of independence, integrity, and individuality. Not me, though. You need to be part of my hive mind. I demand it. And we also support many local musicians, too. And many local bands had their first airplay here at 3CR. Now, I'm not sure if it's their first airplay, but one example that immediately comes to mind, of one of my favourites, is LXRP, who have been here quite frequently. And I've been proud to also interview them. You know, very, very fine women indeed. They allowed me to take the mickey. So, all right, now we're going to listen to one, as I said, a bit of a special aspect of Queer in the Air is that we do like to hook our claws and teeth into special broadcast days, and we don't let go. And International Women's Day broadcast this year was no exception, where we asked four separate women or people who their queer identity includes in some way, womanhood or prior womanhood, what International Women's Day means for them.
I think the thing that we've got to be targeting is the teaching of respectful relationships from kindy onwards.
Yes.
We've got to be changing the social narrative. There is far too much male dominance and male testosterone factors, which are being encouraged all too often at a young age.
Yeah, and indeed those consequences seem to, at the moment, flow well and truly into early adolescence. I mean, my understanding is it's almost a nightmare being a female high school teacher at the moment.
Oh, it's dynamite all round, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I think it's a big issue, and it's got to have a long-term solution, and I'm just not seeing enough willingness and momentum to get that in place.
They're still seeing an 11% difference between the average men's wage and the average women's wage, and that's worse the higher you go. And it depends on the type of jobs. If you're a nurse, there's not that much difference. But if you're an executive, there's a huge difference between men's wages and women's wages. And so, you know, some for cis women, that might be about having babies. But for trans women, it's usually about the fact that we're really held back by being trans. And say with, you know, gender diverse people, you know, I felt I lost quite a few years just to deal with life. And, you know, I was just happy to have a job at all rather than have a career as such.
No, that's interesting. Yeah. I have been in situations where I've been unemployed and to a point where, you know, I had not experienced when I presented as male. So I think I can be excused for making the assumption now, after in some cases many years, that that is because I'm trans. And maybe even because, you know, in accordance with certain aspects of gender and sexual politics, I'm not someone who passes for female.
Want to make a donation? Ring 03 94198377. That's for the 3CR Radiothon, and don't forget to mention Queering the Air.
And I think that that also impacts my employment prospects. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, some people would say I am a person who passes reasonably well. Mm. But the thing is, I transitioned in the one workplace so that pretty well everybody knew that I was trans, even though I might have been passing on the train coming to work. I remember at one particular point, about 2 years after I transitioned, one of my colleagues said to me, "They give you the dregs, don't they?" And I felt that that's the sort of thing that still happens. And I missed out on promotions a bit for that reason as well. I remember explaining one of my situations at work to a friend, and she said, "Julie, you've really made it. Your boss isn't discriminating against you because you're trans. Yes. He's discriminating against you because you're a woman."
Yes.
Went, oh, wow.
This current movement against transgender people that's so public in a few countries in the world at the moment makes no sense. Because I really feel like trans women are a very core of speaking for women's rights, because they have that first-hand experience of what it was like before they transitioned. And then after they transitioned, they could potentially make great advantages to feminism in general. I just keep coming back to privilege and entitlement, and when people have grown up in situations where those kind of things were given and they didn't have to fight for their rights in any way or form, they may sometimes end up in that situation where they really don't even see other people's struggles. And then it's very easy, maybe from those positions, to make statements that really don't apply to most of the community at all.
In the 90s, we had these amazing protest marches on International Women's Day, and they were called Reclaim the Night.
Ah, yes, yes, I recall those.
And we actually...
Not the marches, but I recall the slogan.
Yeah, so we did actually march at night, and there were hundreds and hundreds and a lot of lesbians. It was kind of our stomping ground, really. There were a lot of protests. And that was a really great place to meet people and mingle and have your voice and have your say about what was important. And so the Reclaim the Night march was mostly women. I'm sure there were some guys there as well. Definitely trans women were included.
Yeah.
And we marched for safety. Like, we wanted the streets to be safe. In the 90s, like, there was no such thing as rape within marriage, was not yet recognized.
Yes, I see.
Domestic violence was rife. So we were angry about that and marched in support of women's rights. Yeah, there was a great sense of solidarity and strength in numbers. And for some reason, we would all take off our shirts and march with our tits out. And that felt so good. It felt just so good to kind of go, we demand this level of safety. Like, we should be able to walk through the streets with our clothes off and be safe, right? So the whole kind of attitude towards rape victims, which is just really disgusting, angered us, and we wanted freedom. So yeah, you kind of have women's symbols painted on with body paint and the a lot of tits out, which was, I guess, a lot of fun, and it felt really powerful. We still have femicide statistics in Australia are horrific.
Trans women are more likely to be killed by their partner.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's just a horrible statistic. And so, yeah, like, the fight, it still continues, right, as well as equal pay. Like, that fight still continues. So I think International Women's Day is still very much relevant on a social level. And, yeah, as a feminist, I still think it's really important.
So as you can hear, community radio is real radio, and it's made by real people for people. And your support in 2026 means that we can stay on air and ensures the station's future. So to maintain our independence, we rely on your support, the support of our listeners. So please support 3CR and donate Radiothon today. And if you're so inclined, let them know that it was Queering the Air that inspired you to do so, and so you'd like to allocate it. And you could do that by now calling 03 9419 8377. And I can happily report that Cypher from Essendon has donated $65. $65, very generous. Thank you very much, Cypher. Alrighty, so what do you think about that, Hank?
Three mirror.
She worked hard for the money. So hard for the money. I worked hard for the money, so you better treat me right. Ah, that's right.
I agree. Thank you very much for that, Hank. And this is Rent by Big Freedia, another money-related track, and another one featuring Big Freedia. I'm a bit of a Big Freedia roll at the moment. Yes, that was Rent by Big Freedia. Now, please do your part to help 3CR celebrate 50 years and keep them broadcasting for a better future. Now, did you ever miss anything on 3CR? Well, we have over 50 weekly podcasts, and our Radio On Demand feature allows you to listen back to any of your favourite shows whenever you like via the Community Radio Plus app or our website. So on 3CR, you can listen whenever it suits. So please donate on a Radiothon to keep it going. And do me a favour and by all means let them know that it was Queering the Air that you dedicate your donation to and that we inspired you. And, you know, but things are getting a bit desperate. We're, you know, only got 10 minutes to go. So here I am. I'm going to pull out the big stops. Yes, yes. Yes, do you hear that? Yeah, hear that? Yeah? You hear that? Hear that chicken? Start donating or the chicken gets it. This has been a message on behalf of Queering the Air in solidarity with Freedom of the Species. There, I said it.
A radiothon
on Queering the Air.
A radiothon
on Queering the Air.
Radiothon
on Queering the Air.
Radiothon
on Queering the Air.
Radiothon.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
This June, we'll be asking for your donations to support 3CR.
Your donation during Radiothon keeps the station radical and enables us to give voice to our community for another year.
All donations over $2 are tax deductible.
To donate, go to 3cr.org.au. Show your support by donating this June.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Yeah, so 3CR is not controlled by corporations or big business. It's funded and fueled by its loyal members and donors like you and remains independent thanks to your support. So please donate today and do so by calling 03-9419-8377. Yes, and it is now very close to wrapping up and I wish to play a further couple of little snippets that give you an indication of the type of program that Queering the Air has been over the last year, the kind of offerings we've had for you that we're hoping to, in return for said offerings, now receive on behalf of Radiothon, sweet, sweet cash in order to keep up the operating expenses and not go broke. This is firstly, this is Caleb and their discussion with Queering the Air later last year.
Hi, everybody. My name is Cerulean in drag, pronouns she, they, or out of drag, Caleb, they, them. And yes, I am a working drag artist and community member. I guess drag has always been a part of that gender diverse group of people back in the day. I guess a lot of people didn't have many words to describe how they felt inside. And what I've found with a lot of friends of mine is that they found their trans or gender diverse identities through drag. It gives you a space to explore your identity and like how you want to look or how you feel inside. Drag really gives you that tool to be able to do that. You're kind of constantly learning how to exist, really, yes, within society. And it's, like, so important. You kind of feel like you know a lot more than the younger people coming up. it just feels like stuff that you need to pass down, especially like being a First Nations person. There's a lot of pathways that aren't really carved yet that you kind of have to carve your own.
Yes.
But especially when it comes to community, you kind of want to bring some people along, like, so everyone can rise together and like learn how to be and do. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just putting it into words, but.
No, that's what radio is.
Yeah.
you're doing your job.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Let's put things into words, into the microphone, otherwise all is silence.
Yeah.
3CR, here to stay.
This has been Queering the Air, 3CR, 855 AM, digital audio band also, and online, and also available by 3cr.org.au/streaming. There she does. That's what I want. That's what she wants, and that's what 3CR wants. So that's Jackie Shane. Your love give me such a thrill, babe. But now your loving can't pay Jackie's bills, give me money. That's what I want. And her version of money. That's what I want. That's what I want. Oh, that's what I want, babe. This is Madison Moffat signing off. See you next week.
keep me happy, baby. Don't you gotta give me a little money. Every day of my life, listen to me, Jackie needs money. Said I need money, child, I need a whole lot of money. I said I need a whole lot of that stuff. All money, bring it down, baby. Let me tell these people about this money thing. You know, when I'm walking down Young Street, you won't believe this, but you know some of them funny people have the nerve to point the finger at me and grin and smile and whisper. But you know that don't worry, Jackie, because I know I look good. And every Monday morning I laugh and grin on my way to the bank because I got mine. I look good, I got money, and everything else that I need. You know what my slogan is? Baby, do what you want. Just know what you're doing. As long as you don't force your will and your way on anybody else, live your life, because ain't nobody sanctified and holy. You see what I mean? Oh, honey. Yeah. Because, baby, when we leave here, we don't know where we're going. You know, I ain't going for all that stuff. No, I'm going to live while I'm here. I'm going to enjoy the chicken, the women, and everything else that I want to enjoy. And that's how I live. That's why I'm so happy all the time. I'm taking care of business.